If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are good days to be alive. Truly, God is good to His people. We are praying that this Lord's Day, all over America and around the world, will be a time of rejoicing among Christians as we worship Christ in the beauty of holiness. I wonder about your plans for today. Have you included Jesus Christ in your plans? Do you intend to worship and adore Him and put Him first in your life today? Does the Bible have a place in your life in this hour? I trust if you do not have a church home, or if you're looking for a place where the gospel is preached and where Christians fellowship together in the Word of God, that you'll come and visit Worth Baptist Church and share with us the good things of the Lord on this Sunday. Truly, God is doing great and marvelous things with His people across the nation and around the world. And here at Worth Baptist Church, we're expecting 1977 to be the greatest year in our history. Soon we will celebrate our 23rd anniversary. On Sunday, March the 6th, we will mark 23 years in business for Christ. We'd like for you to mark that date on your calendar and plan to visit with us here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street, for our 23rd anniversary on Sunday, March the 6th. In the meantime, even today, it would be our joy to have you and your family come and visit with us to share God's Word at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We have but one textbook, and that is the Bible. We have classes for all ages, and you and your family will be welcomed with a warm welcome and a spiritual atmosphere in which to study God's Word in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. And our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. We invite you to come today and share with us in these services at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are now under construction with our new building located at Campus Drive and Loop 820 adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. Our motto and theme for this year is Building for Christ as we build for eternity. And we're building people. We want to help you and your family. We have a well-rounded gospel program. We're enlarging all of our ministries, relocating our church, and looking forward to reaching many souls in 1977. Our emphasis for this year is to win many, many people to Jesus Christ. We are sharing Christ with the city, the metroplex, and the world. Again, we invite you to share the services of Worth Baptist Church with us today. And we would like to hear from you by mail. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write us today. And if you would like a cassette tape of today's message on Worth Baptist Hour, it is yours by writing and requesting it. Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, In Times Like These. I shall read from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee that in these difficult days we have an anchor in Christ Jesus. We thank Thee for the blessed privilege of voicing the gospel and telling the truth that Jesus Christ has come to redeem mankind, that He came and lived and died and lives again. I pray that as this broadcast fills the air, many hearts will be refreshed, many hearts will be blessed, and many lives will be transformed. Use every word of the message by the Holy Spirit's power to bring encouragement and enlightenment to many hearts. We bring before Thee our sick and shut-in friends, our aging senior citizens, and those in the rest homes and hospitals, or in their private homes, or wherever they are today. May this message and this broadcast be a special blessing to every listener. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. And now to the book of 2 Timothy and chapter 3. That's a correction. I said chapter 4 a moment ago. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. These words from the pen of the Apostle Paul describe in a very remarkable way the 20th century in which we live. The headlines of our papers, our radio newscast, our television broadcast, all of these media carry things today in headlines that characterize the days in which we live as prophesied and described by the Apostle Paul, who lived almost 2,000 years ago. This is one of the remarkable things about the Bible. Whatever the Bible says, you can depend upon. When the Bible speaks about the past, you can know it is accurate. When it prophesies the future, you can know that it's coming to pass. The promise or the prophecy may delay for a long time, but when God speaks, it is as though it is already done, for God cannot lie. And we believe the Bible to be inspired and infallible. And we believe that God inspired the Apostle Paul to write to young Timothy to warn him of what was to come in the days of the end time, to warn him of those mocking scoffers who would come, to warn him of the difficult, trying days. So in my message today entitled, In Times Like These, we're going to consider what is needed for our day. I'm sure that you would agree with me that America needs something. America needs someone. We need more than a new administration. We need more than a new president. We need more than a balanced budget. We need more than a strong defense program. We need an old-fashioned revival. We need a movement toward God. We need the gospel of Jesus Christ. So in these difficult days, when men's hearts are failing them for fear, when crime is running rampant across the nation, when nations are rising against nations, when perilous, difficult, trying, unheard of things are happening, I believe we ought to turn our eyes toward God, our minds toward the Bible, and let the Holy Spirit speak to us from the blessed pages of the Word of God. The times in which we live demand certain things. I want to share with you three things that I believe are needed in this difficult and trying hour of 1977, not only around the world somewhere on a far-flung mission field, not only somewhere in a pagan heathen country, but right here in our own enlightened and educated and sophisticated America, right here in our own fair city of Fort Worth, right here in the Metroplex, in your home and mine, in your life. These things are desperately needed. First, I would say unto you that in times like these, we need a message. The world is hungry. The ears of the world are tuned to whatever message will bring hope. The communists are feeding their message, and it is a lie, but they are feeding it to millions of people around the world. Multiplied thousands of people are being swept into the camp of communism every day. When it looks like now that something more than a third of the world's population is under the hammer and sickle, yes, the communists are offering a message to the world. But my friend, we have the message in the gospel. We do not need a silk hat, kid glove, mamby-pamby, a touch everything and really cover nothing kind of message. We need the truth as it is from God's Word. We need the gospel. We need the Bible message. Yes, we need what God has to say to us. God's book is a book that tells us about judgment. God's book is a book that tells us about an awful day that is coming. But that's not all the Bible tells us about. The Bible has as its message a central theme. I believe that central theme can be stated in two sentences. Number one, man is a sinner. And number two, Jesus Christ is the Savior. Let's consider that first statement. Man is a sinner. Why, the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us there is none good, no, not one. The Bible tells us all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The psalmist said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. My friend, let me level with you from the blessed pages of God's Word. You are a sinner. All men are sinners. It would be unfair and unthinkable of me to come into your home by radio or into your place of business or the hospital or the hotel or your automobile or wherever you are and tell you today that you're a somebody good, that you're going to be all right just like you are. My friend, that is not the truth. At your best, you are bad. At your strongest, you are weak. At your wisest, you are unwise. The Bible declares that all men everywhere in Adam's race are sinners. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short. We've all missed the mark. We're all rebels and aliens against God. Yes, the truth of the message of the Bible is all men are sinners. But the message does not stop there. Statement number two, Jesus Christ is the Savior. There is but one Savior. His name is Christ. Salvation is not in a creed or in a church or in a denomination or in a club or lodge. Salvation is in a person and only in a person and only in one person. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. We read in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Yes, my friend, Jesus Christ is God's only begotten Son. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Jesus said, He that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Jesus said, He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. There is no salvation in Buddha. There is no salvation in Confucius. There is no salvation in Mohammed. There is salvation only in Jesus Christ. My friend, the only way you'll ever get to heaven is by the way of the cross. The only way you can be saved is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, who is God's gift to a sinful world. No wonder Paul said, Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. No wonder Paul said, There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. No wonder Jesus said, I am the door. I am the way. I am the bread of life. Yes, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And my friend, He can be your Savior this moment. The message that the world needs, I repeat, is this: the message of the gospel of redeeming grace. In the second place, in times like these, we need men. We need men in government who fear God. We need men in the pulpit who will stand without compromising and preach the truth. We need men who will take the Word of God and preach it as it is to men as they are. We do not need to whitewash sin or try to cover up our iniquities and our sins. We need men who will stand before their people and go on television and on the radio and declare the truth, the whole counsel of God. We need men like Martin Luther, who said, Here I stand, I cannot recant, so help me God. We need men in the pew who will support the pastor, who will pray for the church, who will go out and visit and share Christ. Yes, we not only need men in the pulpit, but we need men in the pew, men who know how to pray, men who know how to call on God. As someone said, Praying pews and powerful pulpits make perfect partners. My friend, if you're expecting your preacher to preach today, whoever he is, wherever he is, pray for him. Talk to God about him. Hold him up in prayer and pray for churches and pray for preachers all over the nation and around the world, because we need men both in the pulpit and in the pew who will together share Christ around the world. In the third place, there's something more that we need in times like these. We need the Master. My friend, you may think you can get along by yourself today. You may think that you can chart your own course. You may think that you can plan your own program for life. You may think that you're going to be all right in the end. Someone may have told you if you pay your honest debts, if you live a good, clean life, if you love your neighbor, that you're going to be all right in the end. But my friend, all of these other things notwithstanding, you need the Master. You need Jesus Christ. You need what He has today. He has eternal life. He has comfort. He has strength. He has wisdom. He has power. He has salvation. Wherever you are today and whatever you're engaged in, it matters not your past or your present or the outlook for the future. It doesn't matter how rich you are, how powerful you are, how educated you are. You still need Jesus Christ. You need the Master. On one occasion, the disciples were out on the Sea of Galilee, and all of a sudden a boisterous wind arose, and their little ship was shaken by that wind. Jesus was in the bottom of the ship, asleep. The disciples awakened Him. They aroused Him, saying, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? Jesus, awakening, looked out over that rough sea, and he spoke a few simple words, "Peace, be still." And the waters were still, and the sea was calm, and the disciples were assured that the Master could control the sea. I want to tell you today, my friend, the Master, Jesus Christ, can control the sea of your life. There are storms out there on the sea of life. There are boisterous waves. There are problems and difficulties and trials and heartaches and crises and reverses in your life. But oh, my friend, I introduce you to Jesus Christ. Meet the Master, my friend, the Master of all the storms, Master of all the problems, of all the trials. Take Jesus Christ on board your ship, and he will calm the boisterous sea. Yes, whatever else you have, and whatever else you need today, more than anything else, you need Jesus Christ. Let me tell you how you can find him. You don't have to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, or Mecca, or Medina. You don't have to go to Rome and kiss the toe of a pope. You don't have to go beyond the little booth and confess to a priest or a preacher. You don't have to climb a high mountain or sail the sea. The Bible says all you have to do is confess your sins, repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can be saved. You see, my friend, he's only a belief away. Only believe, and the work is done. I trust that right by your radio this moment, you will bow your head and pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this very moment, Jesus Christ will come in. Your sins will be forgiven, and you will be on your way to heaven. Needing Jesus Christ more than anything else, I trust that you will come now and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. I have this footnote and I shall be through. If you die without Jesus Christ, there's but one place for you to go, and that is into the devil's hell, a lake of fire that burns forever and ever. You don't have to go there. By faith, you can trust Christ and go to heaven. As we leave the broadcast today, we would remind you again that it would be our joy to have you and your family visit Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. May God bless you as you plan to attend today. And until next Lord's Day at this same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.